hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Beautiful day out today. It's fall is in the air. I get excited this time of the year. Right now, 76 degrees outside. It's going to be cloudy today. Highs around mid-70s, upper 70s. About as good as it's going to get right now. Winds, about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear tonight. Listen to this. Going to be cool tonight. 49. Feel like fall tonight. Good weekend ahead. And we're going to be talking with a friend of mine who is over at the 36th annual Jack Daniel's World Championship Invitational Barbecue. 36 years. Chip Chapman is going to be joining us, and we'll be joining him in just a moment. Right now, though, let's sort of catch up on what's happening around as we join CBS News.
CBS News Brief. Texas National Guard troops hit the streets of Chicago today on Trump administration orders. Former Illinois adjutant General William Enyart.
To bring in someone from 1,000 miles away who doesn't have any of those contacts, doesn't have any of that network developed, is absolutely a hazard to public safety.
One of the president's political foes, former FBI Director James Comey, will be arraigned on federal charges of lying to Congress today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
James Comey will plead not guilty here today, but even before his first court appearance, this case has already unleashed a firestorm, with the president celebrating the case and the president's critics denouncing it.
Day 8 of the government shutdown, and more airports are being hobbled by short staffing as air traffic controllers sick out to protest lack of pay. Union rep Stephanie Winder.
I would say that morale has definitely been impacted, primarily because it's already a stressful profession.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thank you, Deborah. And for those of you traveling to work by car this morning, here's something you need to know.
Good morning. An accident getting some attention out here on 24 westbound. It's over to the right-hand side here at Bell Road, but boy, is it slowing down all that heavy traffic that's coming up through here right now in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro. Again, that's 24 westbound at Bell Road on a crash. You're able to get around it, but it's a mess as they clean up this wreck in Madison, southbound 65 at Briley Parkway. Stein Dental Care in Nashville with over 355-star wonderful Google reviews. Stein Dental Care in Nashville. Give them a call today. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. And what about that weather today?
Mainly cloudy this afternoon. High in the mid-70s. Breezy winds. Tonight, mainly clear. A low near 49. High of 75 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now, 66.
Thank you, Laura. You know, somebody told me a while back, if you give some broadcasters a microphone, you're going to be in for a lot of conversation. We're going to talk to a friend of mine who's been a friend for many, many years. He's over in Chattanooga at WDEF TV 12, the CBS affiliate there in Chattanooga. Chip Chapman, great guy. And he really is dedicated to a lot of things that help the community, that community in all of Tennessee. And he's for several decades has been going to the Jack Daniel's World Championship Invitational Barbecue. You know, it's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and it's free with this, we're in the fall break right now. Take the family over there. Enjoy it. Starts at 10 o'clock Friday morning in Lynchburg. That in itself is a great place to visit, full of fun things. Chip, good morning to you, and it's good to have you with us this morning.
Bart, it is great being here. Thanks so much for the kind words. I truly appreciate that. And it is good.
It is. Well, there must be something about that event that keeps luring you back again and again, because you've gone every year for many decades.
Bart, there's only one other volunteer here. He and I are the only ones who have been here for all 36 of these interviews. It's been really amazing to see what started off as a fairly small event grow into what is literally the Super Bowl of barbecue today.
What has been the thing that kept bringing you back each year?
Without doubt, the people. It's the people that are really a team. This is sort of my extended family, as I tell many people, and I'm not exaggerating that. This is my barbecue family. A few of us up here on a particular weekend in October, we all get together and celebrate the combination of science and art that is barbecue.
Wow. And I understand it's in two places, at Wiseman Park as well as the Lynchburg Town Square.
That is correct. There is going to be a whole lot of activity in both the park and up on there. As you mentioned, it is a free event. It is a family-friendly event as well. I do want to underscore that. This is not about celebrating the world's finest whiskey, which, of course, they make. This is about celebrating all things barbecue. And, Bart, I mean all things barbecue, from the sauce up through all of the meats. And if you're a fan of sweet desserts, you don't want to miss what happens here Saturday. I've been all over the world eating some of the best food you could imagine. The desserts they have here are just unbelievable.
Now, what time is that on Saturday? We don't want to miss that.
That will start, turn-in starts on Saturday at 11 o'clock. That will go through about 2 o'clock, and the big award ceremony starts at 5. So wow. If you want some really good barbecue artists really pegging the meat how to do this, this is the place to be this weekend, no doubt about it.
Do you get to eat the barbecue? Can you buy some yourself, have a sandwich or something as you stroll around?
Absolutely. There's a whole row of barbecue vendors. A lot of our professional cooks here and pastors who are competing are also giving out free samples. That part of it is sort of a luck of the draw, if you will. But a lot of folks are here, and a lot of them are giving away the barbecue. They'd rather be eaten than go to waste, and I can't blame them.
Well, there's always something exciting about a parade, and I understand there's a parade of teams around 4:45 on Friday afternoon, starts at the park, meanders through the park, and goes downtown. Tell us about the mood there.
That mood is one of the most festive kind of things you will ever see. It's literally folks from all across the globe, and I don't mean just here in the United States. We have 21 teams from outside. And everyone is wearing their colors, hoisting their state, their country flags, and doing so with a lot of pride as we all come together here to observe and to celebrate the 36th annual Jack Daniel's World Invitational Barbecue. Talk about something that'll make you feel patriotic. This is it this weekend.
Now, Chip, you mentioned that they would be raising their state flags and national flags, so it's from all over the world.
Yeah, it really is. As I mentioned, we have 21 different countries outside of the U.S., Ukraine, Poland, all throughout Europe, Australia, New Zealand. It's pretty amazing. And you might think there would be a little bit of a language barrier, and there is, but everybody seems to overcome that. We know enough foreign language. They know enough English. We have no problem communicating. None whatsoever.
Now, I've never thought about Ukrainian or Polish barbecue. Is it different from what we expect here in America?
Somewhat. It really is. And I say that because a lot of folks from around the world use different woods when they're cooking. They season their meats differently and their seafoods. There is a lot of seafood here as well. So it's all done a little differently. And, you know, we are here. There are three mainly American barbecue regions. There is here in Tennessee. There's over into the Carolinas and down in Texas. So everyone as diverse as those three regions are, compound that to cover the size of planet Earth. That kind of gives you a better idea.
Wow. So do those people share some of their ways of cooking? I mean, it would be interesting to learn how European barbecue is made. You might want to try it at home if you make your own barbecue.
Yeah, and that's one of the beautiful things is the folks here are so open and willing about sharing their techniques. their seasonings. Now, they're probably not going to tell you everything.
I don't blame them.
They will definitely give you enough to get you started.
Okay. But it'll get you going in the way where you can put in the right wood to get that flavor. I think wood and smoking is probably one of the secrets to really delicious barbecue.
It absolutely is. And the big thing you got to remember when you're doing something like this, whether you're doing it at home for the family or you're having a gathering, you don't want to get in a hurry. Low and slow are two of the big keywords in this world of barbecue that we've all come to know and love. You got to take your time with it. Nothing good comes in a hurry.
Chip, have you gotten into barbecuing yourself? Well, I mean, not professionally, but just for the fun of it.
Oh, I do it constantly. I'm a huge barbecue, backyard barbecue guy. And I have upped my game quite a bit by watching some of the pros down here. They do. No doubt about it.
And you can also, while you're there, tour historic Lynchburg. It's a fascinating town square. And Miss Bobo's, I guess it'll be open?
All throughout the square. One, all of the merchants are going to have all of their merchandise on sale at great barbecue prices. They will have things that you will only see here. And you will only see them here this particular weekend.
And again, we stress this is a family-friendly event, and it's free, absolutely free.
It certainly is. There's plenty of parking, thanks to our great volunteers who have kind of made the parking issue a whole lot easier to deal with. But I would suggest you plan on coming early, staying late. If you want to come Friday and then head back, great. If you want to come Saturday and hang out for the entire day, we would all love to have you right here in beautiful downtown Lynchburg.
Absolutely. For people who want to spend the night there, are there hotels, motels, or should we plan on going back to, Tullahoma or somewhere like that?
There are none in Lynchburg. We have got the Lynchburg Country Inn kind of captivated. However, I'm sure there are some rooms in Tullahoma, over in Fayetteville, some of the other towns surrounding here. You'll be able to find some accommodations there.
But just stay and have a good time all weekend.
Yeah. I come up at the event every week and then get the honor of emceeing it Friday and Saturday. And it is one of the highlights of my year, and I've done it for the past 36 years. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'm going to do the better part of the next 36 years, and then I'll turn it over to somebody else.
Just having fun. That's what you're helping people and having fun.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about.
It is. You remind me a lot of another Chattanooga broadcaster who's passed away, Luther Massengale. Luther always went out of his way to help other people, and that's what you're doing, Chip. I mean, this is just part of what you do.
I am not qualified to even carry Luther's bootstraps, but I will tell you what, I had the honor of working with Luther in the same building for multiple years, probably in the same building 25 or 28 years with him. I learned a lot from him every single day. And Luther was to Chattanooga what you and WGNS are to Middle Tennessee: a friend, a source of information, a source of news, and a source of comfort when times get a little topsy-turvy like they are now.
It's one of the great things about broadcasting, and you have the disease just like I do. Once you get it, you can't get out of it.
You are so... 43, 44, 45 years ago. And you're right. I haven't been able to shake it since.
Yeah.
I probably should have had some sense shaken into me because of it, but the good Lord puts us on a career path for where he wants us to be.
Absolutely. And every day is fun. You can actually, when you retire, if you retire, you can say to yourself, I don't remember going to work any day. I had fun every day.
You know, and that's what it's all about. I tell some of the younger kids in our business, Bart, yeah, there are going to be days where you are feeling a little out of sorts, for lack of a better word. But that's part of why they call it a job. You're not supposed to like it every single day. You're supposed to have a few ups and a few downs to kind of keep everything in check and in balance.
And so you can join Chip every morning and noon. You're the noon and morning anchor there on WDEF, the CBS affiliate in Chattanooga. You must love that.
5 a.m. on. And that's one of the beauty things, the beautiful things about coming to lunch morning, the barbecue. I get to sleep until 5:30 or 6 instead of 2. When
you call. Oh, boy. Well, don't get in the habit of that.
No, sir, I won't. Believe me, that's a hard habit to break.
Chip, we do thank you for joining us this morning and sharing the fun that's coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. You need to get there early, as Chip said. It actually opens at 10 o'clock. It is free. Now, you will need to pay for, whatever you eat and souvenirs that you get, but admission is free.
It certainly is, and the folks here in Moore County are opening up their arms. The folks in and Lynchburg are opening up their arms. Come see what Southern hospitality is all about. I guarantee you, it'll change your life.
Absolutely. And if Chip Chapman says it's so, it is so. Chip, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words and the airtime. Come see us.
You have a super day.
You do the same, Bart. Thank
you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Chip Chapman joining us this morning, telling us about that Lynchburg barbecue. That's a family event that's coming up this Friday and Saturday. Since we're in fall break, I thought you might enjoy learning about some things that are happening close by that you can take advantage of. Now, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be learning about how one flat tire can lead to homelessness and how Barnabas Vision offers hope. Scott's going to join us on that segment. He'll be talking with Ansley Ledbetter, the Community Engagement and Social Media Coordinator for Barnabas Vision, right here in the borough. Stay with us. Don't you dare go away.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM, overnight, every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, Recycle Right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Good morning. An accident getting some attention out here on 24 westbound. It's over to the right-hand side here at Bell Road, but boy, is it slowing down all that heavy traffic that's coming up through here right now in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro. Again, that's 24 westbound at Bell Road on a crash. You're able to get around it, but it's a mess as they clean up this wreck in Madison, southbound 65 at Briley Parkway. Stein Dental Care in Nashville with over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. Stein Dental Care in Nashville, give them a call today. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Mainly cloudy this afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Breezy winds. Tonight, mainly clear, a low near 49. High of 75 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now, 66.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
Join me, Speedy, Adler, and Greg for the Rick Burgess Show on WGNS.
The Rick Burgess Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on News Radio WGNS.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're going to be talking about Barnabas Vision, and Ansley Ledbetter is with us today from Barnabas Vision. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So you guys have an event coming up. It's going to be on the MTSU campus. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so we are having our annual fall event this year. It's going to look a little different. We're doing a pause to praise event where we will be doing just that. We will be pausing during our day to praise the Lord for all he has done, both for the Barnabas Vision and in our community. That will be October 23rd from 11:30 to 1 p.m.
For those who may be new to the area, tell us a little bit about what happens at Barnabas each day.
Yeah, so we help with rental and utility assistance, and also just work as an encouragement ministry to encourage those around us that are going through difficult times and can't meet their rent.
Rent, it seems like, is higher than ever. I mean, not just
it
here,
is.
But literally everywhere.
Yeah.
What do the people tell you when they come to you and say, you know, I really need some help because I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I don't have any money left for the remainder of this month, and I need to figure out a budget plan, and I'm stuck. Our family's going to get kicked out of here.
Yeah, that's a very common case. Most of our clients that come in, their rent is thousands of dollars. Like, I think the average right now is like $1,800. And it's just it's a severe problem. If you have someone who's barely making ends meet, and or even if they've been set back from like an illness or like a hospitalization, it can just have that big snowball effect. So that's a very real issue that we've been seeing.
And I guess it often is just one thing that happens, like maybe their car breaks down, they can't make it to work, and then next thing you know, they lose their job. But that's how quick it happens.
Oh yeah, it happens like at the snap of a finger. Like if you have a single mom with kids and that kid gets sick and she has to stay home and she misses a certain amount of work, she could get fired. And it's a whole issue.
You know, it's crazy that rent has gotten so high. I mean, $1,800, I mean, if that's about average for what, a two bedroom, three bedroom even?
Yeah, it's usually, I think two bedrooms are kind of in there. Three bedrooms are now, I think we're seeing in the low 2000s. And some two bedrooms are even now in the 2000s.
I mean, people are being priced out of the area.
Yeah, it is terrible.
In some cases where you're talking with a family and there's no way they can afford to stay where they are some of them moving to places like Shelbyville, Bedford County, Cannon County? I mean, where are they going?
Yeah, some are moving and then some can't because, or not that they can't, but their roots are in Murfreesboro, their work's there, their kids go to school there, those kind of things. So they're trying to do everything they can to stay where they are, to stay in that community that they have made for themselves. But it's a sad situation for sure.
Now, are there some people who you help to get further assistance, maybe through the state or I mean, I guess, are there programs they can be a part of or get on a waiting list for?
Yeah. So we have like a resource list with other Rutherford County nonprofits, churches, other community partners that we have that also help. So if we're not able to help or our assistance won't help them fully, we often will give them that list where they can call and see if other people can meet their needs.
So kind of walk us through what does happen. So if somebody out there is in need of help paying for rent, and I mean, because I know your goal is to, you know, keep them off the street. You'd rather them stay at their place as opposed to getting kicked out and having to start all over again.
Exactly.
So walk us through what happens.
Yeah. So we'll have a client call our phone or come into the office and they'll say, you know, like my rent is X amount of money and I'm needing assistance. And how our process works is because we are a small nonprofit, we ask that they owe $750 or less to take an application with one of our social workers. And their bill has to be current, can't have any late fees or past due fees on it. And then we'll take an application and ask that they attend one of our life skills education classes, such as our budgeting class, coping skills, Bible class, one of those. And then they'll go through the whole application process. And if we're able to assist, usually we will, because we are supplemental, we'll give like $200 to $300 on that bill.
Does Barnabas Vision, do they actually reach out to the property management company themselves, or how does that usually unfold?
So our clients, they'll have to send like their ID and their lease, the front and back page with like that property manager, leasing agent, kind of whoever, landlord, whoever is over that. And then we usually write checks. And so we will write that check to that landlord or property manager.
Have you guys ever run into problems where the landlord just refuses to work with you?
Sometimes we have. We've had a couple that need a cashier's check or they want us to pay by card. That's been an issue for us recently, is now all of the apartments are moving onto that portal where the client goes in and pays. So we're trying to, that's one obstacle we've had recently that we're maybe thinking we might have to fix our program a little bit to accommodate that.
Is it just me, or maybe a lot of people think this, but sometimes when you're having difficulties, maybe with finances and with health, and when you combine those two, then it does seem like you have a lot more obstacles in your way as far as working with, you know, the management company, the property management, the landowner, the whoever it is you're renting from. It just seems like more and more is being stacked against people.
Yes. It seems like there's more hoops that you have to jump through, or more, like, it just gets more complicated.
I don't know if it's because we're growing so fast as a community or what, but what we think of, or when you hear, oh, that sounds like a little problem. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it's not a little problem. These extra little hoops to jump through, I mean, that leads to, you know, further depression. That leads to further, really, the list is ongoing.
Oh, it's miles long.
What are some of the things that you have seen in some of the folks you've worked with over the years as far as common maybe mental health issues?
Yeah. Mental health has been one of those things that we don't have enough to have like that statistic, but we have definitely seen there's people that have anxiety, or there's even people that are just depressed and come to us and they're like, look, I have nothing to live for anymore, or anything like that. So it's a very tough issue, and like something we see day to day. It's just these people are just heartbroken.
And again, talking about Barnabas Vision here in town, so some people out there, really the main thing they may need is some type of word of encouragement or something, just somebody to talk to.
Exactly. And that ultimately is our goal. It's like I said, we are an encouragement ministry, as well as rental and utilities are something we provide to our community. But at the end of the day, if we can encourage these individuals and point them towards the Lord, and just deeply encourage them and let them know that this is not the end, that they can keep going. That's our ultimate goal.
And events like this one coming up, again, Thursday, October 23rd, these are the things that raise money to afford helping people out.
Yeah, we need as much money as we can to help these individuals, because there has been such a an increase in need. And that need needs to be met. And any donation, big or small, can help us achieve our goal to keep these people in their houses and to keep encouraging them.
Have you been surprised at some of the heartbreaking stories you've come across?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's just so much hurt. Like, this community is just hurting in various ways, whether it's with rental assistance or just things that are going on. There has just been an increase in the darkness, I think. And it is heartbreaking.
What are some of the big ones? I mean, do you see a lot of, you know, maybe single moms, single dads out there who have experienced loss of a spouse, a girlfriend, a family member, or things like that?
Oh, yeah, we see it all. We've seen single moms who, like I said, their kid got sick and they just had an unfortunate diagnosis, and you're having to all of a sudden choose between getting medicine for your child or putting food on the table or getting rent. And it's terrible. We've seen situations with domestic violence. That's also been something we have seen, which is just also heartbreaking. We've seen these victims that are on the run, and it's awful.
All right, have you seen increases in domestic violence?
Not, I wouldn't say an increase. I think it's still stable. We definitely have seen more, I think, recently. Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those big ones. And for anybody out there listening, it seems like, I would guess, most of us have some type of connection with domestic violence, yeah. Be it an extended family member or a friend. But even if you think it's not there, there's a good chance it's somewhere close by you and you don't realize it.
Oh, 100%.
How do you deal with those types of problems?
Yeah, it's very difficult. And like, you have to tread carefully. And obviously, I can't say a whole lot just because of confidentiality. But we do deal with those on a weekly, maybe monthly basis, where we'll do everything we can to help encourage and get them to safety.
Did you ever think you'd be dealing with stuff like that on a daily, sometimes basis?
No, I didn't, truthfully. I knew, like, when I started working there, started about a year ago, and I knew, like, we would have hard situations with rental and utility assistance. And, you know, there's a lot of stigmas that are around that where, you know, you might think, like, oh, it's drugs or, oh, it's alcohol. And honestly, those, yes, we still see those, but that's a lower percentage than most of our clients that walk through our door.
Again, Ainsley Ledbetter with us today, and Barnabas Vision. Once more, this event coming up is October 23rd. It's at the MTSU Student Ballroom. How do you go about getting tickets if you want to support this for Barnabas?
Yes, so if you want to get tickets, you can go online to our website. We have a events tab, and it will be there, and you can click that little, it'll say get tickets here, and you can click that and be taken to the ticket page, or you can also just follow us. We're on all the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and if you could just visit us there, and you can see posts about it to get to the link from there.
So search you guys on Facebook or wherever.
Facebook or Instagram.
TheBarnabasVision.org.
Yes.
And
yeah, that's our website.
And then I guess all the contact information, phone numbers, all that would be there too.
Yeah.
Anyway, if somebody can't make it to this event coming up, they can also reach out to help in some other way.
Yeah, we have volunteer opportunities, and we also just have a regular donation page on our website as well.
Cool. And once more, you guys do a variety of things for those in the community, but one of the big things is that helping out with rent. If somebody is at one of those hard places and they can't finish paying for that month's rent, you guys will step in and help out.
Definitely.
Well, again, event coming up October 23rd. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
We're talking with David Coggin with Barnabas Vision this morning. Well, tell us a little bit about Barnabas.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be here. Barnabas Vision is an encouragement ministry. We focus on crisis relief, homeless prevention, and community engagement, just looking for ways to help meet the needs of the community.
How big of a problem is homelessness here in Rutherford County?
The larger that the county grows, the larger the problem here has grown with homelessness, and especially as unemployment is growing as well in the county, we see a need.
And of course, that unemployment number started really to grow exponentially during COVID. And then we saw some numbers go back to where they used to be, and then they started going up again.
Different studies across the country have dived into the issue of homelessness and unemployment rates. And while the problems that lead to homelessness are much more significant than just one category of jobs or a lack of a job, information showing what the numbers actually are in the category of unemployment are noteworthy. When you look at the general population, about 3.6% of adults in America don't have a job right now, compared to the homeless population numbers of 57% to 90% being unemployed. Again, those who were homeless saw unemployment numbers between 57% and 90% plus, making it all the more difficult to exit homelessness and find permanent shelter. Compared to the general population, only about 3.6% are currently unemployed in the U.S. But again, jobs are only a very small portion of the problem when it comes to homelessness. Some of the bigger issues revolve around mental health, addiction, and even domestic violence. That too can tie into homelessness. Sometimes situations lead to homelessness, where one problem occurs, such as a sickness, that leads to a need for medicine that has to be purchased out of pocket because of a lack of insurance. And that medicine for 1 week costs an individual $200 to $400. After that $400 is spent, they have no money to pay for the remainder of their rent. But again, it's one problem that starts, and then a snowball effect takes place.
Tell us some stories about folks that you have helped out over the years who were facing homelessness. Maybe they were about to become homeless.
There's so many stories I could tell. One in particular is someone that came last year to us, and it was really because of a water leak. And I think her water bill was usually around 100 or something, but there was a big leak and her water bill might have been almost close to 1,000. She came to Barnabas Vision and we were able to help her with her payment, and she was able to get back on her feet. She's been coming to one of our classes since last January, and she's actually donated to us. She's back on her feet.
What are some of the problems that happen or that start after a situation like that occurs? After they get one massive bill for just one utility, what are some of the other problems that they see start to develop in their life?
Oftentimes, there's late fees that's associated with that, and so then that means they get even further behind. And then so many times I hear that their car breaks down and they have to get that fixed, and then that makes them behind as well.
Like a waterfall effect of problems.
Yes.
You help them get back on their feet in a lot of different ways, but also emotionally speaking, how do you help them?
We just try to be there. We try to be their friend. We pray with everyone that we come in contact. We also say, we're here for you. I'm always willing to have a cup of coffee with them, and so is the rest of the team as well.
So many times people have no one just to hear them talk about what's going on in their life. So again, that gift of just being able to listen to somebody does make a big difference.
How long have you been doing this?
Later this year, it'll be 14 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
And you've seen a lot of people come in your doors and a lot of different walks of life from all different backgrounds.
I have.
How can people help out?
Well, they can contribute financially. They can pray for us. And they can also just volunteer at different times of the year. We do have some ongoing volunteer opportunities, but really we have a lot of seasonal opportunities, like with the Christmas sponsorships and sometimes things coming up with seasonal help, but we can always use those things.
So to volunteer, what should somebody do first?
They can contact us. They can call 615-556-5153.
For more information, visit thebarnabasvision.org. Again, that's thebarnabasvision.org. Or call the nonprofit at 615-556-5134. For WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker.
Matters to us. More people depend on WGNS for local news that matters. We're your local news leader. News Radio WGNS.
Still more to come this morning on the Action Line. Some more things to do for you and your family over this fall break. You don't have to go far away. It's all right here.
CBS News Brief. Former FBI Director James Comey is getting set for his close-up at federal court in Virginia, where he'll be arraigned on charges of obstruction and lying during Senate testimony 5 years ago. CBS's Scott McFarland from Alexandria.
Leading this prosecution here for the Department of Justice is the new U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsey Halligan, a former Trump White House aide. She succeeds the former U.S. Attorney who did not move forward with this case.
Texas National Guard troops taking up positions in Chicago today, and Mayor Brandon Johnson is speaking out.
The governor of Texas should be worrying about Texas. Why he all up in my business?
President Trump calling for Johnson and Governor Pritzker to be jailed for failing to protect ICE officers. New Jersey's attorney general is investigating the safety of Uber rides. Brian Greening is with the law firm Legal Rideshare.
Ultimately, it falls on the companies to make sure that they're putting safe drivers on the road.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Thank you, Deborah. You're listening to WGNS and the Action Line. If you're wondering about the weather, you don't have to worry about a thing.
Mainly cloudy this afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Breezy winds. Tonight, mainly clear, a low near 49. High of 75 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Right now, 66.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Ooh, boy. And don't miss any of those because we're in the final run of the Farmers Market for this season. It goes through the 31st of this month. That falls, yes, it falls on Halloween. And it's going to be a great trick-or-treat to wrap up the Farmers Market and their 50th year this year. Don't you dare miss any of those.
Hi, my name is Diane Davenport. There are many reasons why I love Adams Place. People are so friendly. You're never in the hallways, but what you meet someone who says, "Hi, how are you?" Everyone is very warm and welcoming. It's very nice. Adams Place, it is a wonderful place to live.
This is Terry Deal. Come tour Adams Place and discover living a dream in your senior years. Adams Place, on Memorial across from Walmart. Call us at 615-904-9111.
Hi, Murfreesboro. This is Amanda from Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street. We have not forgotten about our reptile lovers either. Here at Animal City, we have a great selection of products for our cold-blooded friends, too. Here at Animal City, we have a full range of habitats, substrates, and other accessories. We have a great selection of products for our reptile lovers. We are so proud to be Murfreesboro's pet destination for 35 years. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street. Family owned and operated.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin, it's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Oh boy, it's always important to get into that recycling habit. Let's do that, okay? We'll be telling you more about that as time goes on, right here on your Good Neighbor Station. Now, tomorrow on this show, we're going to be talking with John Day, local attorney. And then Friday, Chad Gerke, the manager of the Murfreesboro Municipal Airport, joins us. Lots happening at the airport. A matter of fact, this is part of the fun for this extended fall break season. The Murfreesboro Municipal Airport's opening again to take flight with creativity and curiosity. They're hosting the 4th annual Airport STEAM Fest. That's on October 14th. October 14th, circle that, and that's on a Tuesday. And the 18th, October the 18th, is on a Saturday. And that one's in partnership with the Discovery Center's Tennessee STEAM Festival. And that's over at the Discovery Center, October 10th through the 26th. So you can take advantage of that in just 2 days at the Discovery Center. That's a fun place to take the family on this, you know, extended fall break. Everybody loves the Discovery Center. Two exciting events are planned this year at the airport. The art show is going to be featuring 65 students who've designed airline liveries. What is airline liveries? Well, they ask the youngsters to be creative, and these are fifth graders from the Murfreesboro City Schools, and it's easy for them to get creative. They're asking them to sort of pretend like your school is an airplane and draw us pictures of what it would be like for you to be in that airplane. That's the Airline Livery Show starting out at the Murfreesboro Airport. And then the STEAM Fest comes along, and that's going to be a lot of fun. The STEAM Fest is an annual event now at the airport. And it's always a great place to be, the STEAM Fest at the airport. You'll see not only fascinating static displays, they have airplanes for you to take a look at close up, touch them, learn about them. The Civil Air Patrol folks are going to be there, Microsoft simulator to fly a plane. Wouldn't you like to do that? Man, that would be fun. And of course, the helicopter from the Vanderbilt Life Flight, that's going to be there. All of this, it's going to be a great day at the Murfreesboro Airport. Chad Gerke is going to be on the show Friday to tell more about that, but he's going to cover some other things that are in the news. One of those is the airport getting a tower. Yeah, that's going to be a super day. That's just part of what's happening here in the community. Enjoy Fall Fest. Live it to the minute and enjoy every minute because you're in the heart of Tennessee. Best place ever. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, have a super rest of the day. Chip is with us next. Chip Walters. Another, we had Chip Chapman this morning. Chip Walters will be joining us next. Don't go away. It's all to come right here on your good neighbor station. Have a super day.